Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Sh-
Hey, how you doing? It's Duchess. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful July 3rd. It's a nice day out there today, and what can I say? Sky looks a little cloudy, but aside from that, today is wonderful. I'm feeling good. How are you feeling? You feeling great too? Or maybe not so great? Well, maybe after you hear what the show has to say or talk about today, you'll feel a little bit better. You always do. I know I do. Sometimes I get up in the early morning on a Sunday before time for show, and I say to myself, I don't know what to say to everyone. I really don't. But I do need to have this talk because when I speak to you, it's as though the universe is speaking to me, through me, to you, and I'm hearing what I'm saying to you because I really need to hear a lot of that stuff myself. I need to hear it. And so here we are. I'm listening. Today we're going to talk about why. Why? And the answer to that is just because. So we're going to talk a little bit about this and a little bit about that. And we're going to talk about working through the chaos in the world and how it's much easier than we think. And I have those days when I don't think it's easy at all myself. So, and I just want to hold on for a second while I shift my stuff around. Hopefully you can hear me much better because the mic was kind of just shifting a little bit, and then it clicked a little bit, and then it clicked back on. But back to what I was trying to share with you, you know, working through the chaos in the world is much easier than we think. Now we're going to go through Lena Stevens' Power Path, and July's Power Path is transformation. And as we transform, you know, like those transformers that you see, the kids with the cars and Optimus Prime and Transformers, more than meets the eye, well, we're transforming, and we're going through a lot of changes, and it's much more than meets the eye because people around us are transforming. We're transforming. We're trying to grasp hold of some of what's going on. We're trying to understand what other people are going through and the challenges that, and we want to know why. Why are these people, some of them being real ugly and angry and just outrageous, and they're picking on you, so it seems. They're picking on you. But guess what? You're transforming as well. So a lot of times, as you're transforming, they appear to be picking on you because they don't understand their interaction is changing between you and them. And sometimes they're picking on you because it's time for you to move on. I've had some of that stuff happen to me over the last past couple of weeks. Well, it's time for me to move on. I got to go. I got to leave. But if the environment around me stayed the same, I would stay the same. I would just stay there. And sometimes we have to be forced out of there. We're also going to talk about meditation and how to center yourself. Deepak and Oprah have a new meditation that's going to be 21 days of free meditation. You've done that with me in the past. And I'm looking forward to that, just chilling for about 15 minutes every day with Deepak and Oprah. We want to say a little bit about what Kryon has to say. Yeah, you know Kryon. Some of you don't know Kryon. Kryon is an angelic energy that is channeled through Lee Carroll. And Lee Carroll's been channeling Kryon for the last 20-some-odd years. He's channeled to the UN. Imagine the United Nations inviting Lee Carroll to come and channel Kryon at the United Nations. So he must have a lot to say, and what he's got to say must be pretty darn interesting. Then I made a visit this week, with Pam Grout. Remember Pam Grout's book, Energy Squared or E Squared? Oh, I love that book, and I love the exercises in that book. Well, I'm reading a new book. It may not be new, but it's another book that she authored, and it's called How to Boost Your Metabolism by Changing the Way You Breathe. Very interesting book, and it talks about how our cells listen to what our brains and our mouths have to say about our body. So be careful what you think and be careful what you speak out of your mouth, because every single cell in your body is aware of the vocabulary and the words and the conversation you're having about it. So if you want to say things that offend your body, be careful. Your body's listening. Then who else? We got a lot to do. We got a lot to share. Hold on a second. Let me get a little sip of water here so I can get my voice together, because this is going to be a little bit of a talking thing for me today, and let's see how it plays out. All righty. I love water. I remember when I was a teenager, my sister used to call me a water buffalo because I love to drink water a lot. And it stuck. Now I drink water so much, people tell me constantly I need to be careful, I may be diabetic. But I drink water a lot. So, of course, like diabetics, I also go to the bathroom a lot. But if I drink a lot of water, because I just always have loved water, then it's got to come out, you know. And I don't know, diabetics have to check their A1Cs. And so my A1C with my primary care physician is about stable at 6.1. So you would say I'm pre, but not there yet. So I do have to watch what I eat, because my A1Cs say that I have to watch what I eat, but I'm not taking medication yet. And I drink a lot of water because I just love water. Some people drink a lot of soda. Some people like drinking a lot of juice. I prefer the clear stuff. Give me a lot of water. So with that said, let's talk about Lena Stevens and see what she's talking about, because July is transformation. Like we said at the beginning of the show, transformation, like those that cartoon with the Autobots, Transformers, the cars that transform into robot-looking things, and then they go back to cars. They are so smooth. I love the Transformers. Well, the song used to be Transformers, More Than Meets the Eye, okay? Well, as we're transforming, be careful how you feel about other people, because they're transforming as well. And when you're transforming, there's a whole lot going on within you and without you, on the outside of you, that's a whole lot more than what's meeting the eye. So you have to be careful. And the best thing in the world, as Lena is saying, with the radical, emotional, excruciating, higher-scented, painful, ecstatic transformation, this is what's going on, and it's all about love. So we may see grumpy, grouchy stuff going on around us, but it's all about love. And if we put ourselves in the center of that, even the grumpiest, grouchiest, if you can't love them, have compassion for them for the challenges that they're going through. And so we can't go and give them the same energy that they're giving us. We've got to, like, just step back, watch this stuff go on around us. Lena's saying July is a two-act play. In the first act, the first 2 weeks, you are likely to get a tour of your emotions, fears, and all the attachments that are in the way of this transformation. The second act begins on the 16th and brings love, compassion, and a higher emotional-centered energy to everything, anchoring this transformation through beauty and love. Now, you know, we've been needing a lot of that. We need some beauty and some love now, don't we? We could also say that this month is all about love, transforming fear into power through love, transforming doubt into confidence through love, transforming old emotional wounds into great wisdom through love. It is an opportunity for us all to learn our lessons through the tough love of spirit and to finally begin to love and cherish ourselves deeply and unconditionally. That's beautiful. Now, much of what has happened in the world is because of fear. Do you get that? Fear of the unknown, fear of death, fear of entrapment, fear of abandonment, fear of what we may fear, fear of what we may feel, fear of what we might not feel, fear of what we may lose, fear of losing control, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of being seen, and many, many, many other types of fear. So that's what's happening in the world. But we have reached a point in our evolution where it is time to break out of the cocoon of fear and allow ourselves to soar with new wings from a place of love. This will not happen overnight, but we have a chance this month at a good start. So Lena goes on and she's saying that the first couple of weeks may not be an easy time. You may have to revisit your emotional psyche and do a bit of clearing. You may feel triggered, impatient, reactive, emotional, cranky, irritated, out of sorts, discouraged, overwhelmed, defensive, mistrusting, and have a general feeling that nothing is working in your life. There is a pressure to transform something, but the clarity is not there yet. This too shall pass. We have to meet this time with discipline around our practices and self-care, focusing on how you can better support yourself, and who you are is key to your own personal transformation. Now, we need to set strong intentions to be affected only by the positives around you, and don't take other people's negativity and reactions personally. Now, I got to tell you, I've been going to this chiropractor for 15 years. 15 years. I've been going to this man off and on. Within the last year, I was seeing him every other week, like clockwork, because I believe in chiropractic, and the job that I work, it throws my body out of whack constantly. And at the age that I am, I need an adjustment. So I'm aware of this. You know, I went to this man on the 14th. I'll never forget the day. And because he overheard me talking to the person in the outer office about my daughter, who had just sustained an accident, and how she might have a fracture, you know, in her neck. I was saying, you know, she had this accident, you know, really afraid, you know, her neck might be fractured, a fine hairline fractured her neck. Well, you know, he's so nosy. I mean, he should have been paying attention to his other patients. He briefly heard the conversation. Now, here it is, it's time for him to adjust me. And he's like, well, you know, I don't know what to do about the fracture in your neck. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, well, you know, you went to that doctor that you saw before. You might need to go to them and get an MRI because there's nothing more I can do for you. There's nothing. And so I said, well, you know, well, don't get angry with me because you're having problems with your neck. And I said, well, I'm not angry with you. And he gets down on his knees, and I'm laying flat on my stomach, face down, and he's poking my shoulders. Like I said, don't be angry with me because you're having problems with your neck. And I lift my head, and I said, I'm not angry with you. I said, what makes you think I'm angry with you? Oh, you're always angry. You're always angry. Now, this man, I'm like, I don't understand what's going on in this room. He got an office full of patients. I can't jump up and go there with him, so I have to be very, very, very calm, but I'm so confused. And finally I say, you know, in low tone, so are you going to adjust me? No. Didn't I tell you that there's no more I can do for you? And he just tapped me on my back and shh me out the office. I was so hurt. I looked at his front office manager, who's his wife, mind you, and I say, duh, what did I do to him? I don't know what you did. I said, he just threw me out of office, out of the examining room. What did I do to him? Make a long story short, here's what I want to say to everyone out there. Sometimes the universe, spirit, God, your guardian angels, sometimes you have to be taught a lesson because, you see, this is not the first time that this man offended me in his office, but he's a good chiropractor. I don't always go there because, but his bedside manner was lacking. Well, a couple of weeks ago, that was abusive to me. No doctor, nobody on the face of this earth has a right to abuse you like that, you know? And so 2 weeks later, something in my mind said, I'm not going there ever again. And I went looking for a new chiropractor. Well, I found one. I don't know if I can afford him yet because I haven't gotten the first bill, but I found one. His name, of all things, is Dr. Clark Kent. So I went for a visit with Dr. Superman. I went to Dr. Superman's office. We talked about it. I didn't engage with him anything that had happened, you know, of a negative faction with the previous chiropractor. I just told him, I figured it's time for me to, you know, look elsewhere and move on, and, you know, and I figured you were closer to me, so I come and check out what your services would be. And I want you to know that Dr. Superman, he adjusted me in ways that I have never been adjusted before in my life. Not only did he give me the regular adjustment, because I told him, just you explore my body and my spine and everything, and you tell me what you think I need. That's the way I went. I was not going to tell him I wanted him to adjust me the way the other doctor did. You tell me what you think I need. Well, not only did he do his own adjustment, but then he told me to take my pointer finger and my thumb and hold it as tight as I can together. He said, and don't let me pull it apart. And so he pulled and it broke apart. He adjusted some spine bones in my hand and he said, now do that again. I did it again. Darned if he could not pull my fingers apart. He said with a smile, you didn't know when you got here that you were going to walk out of here stronger, did you? Well, I said all of this to say sometimes spirit has to kick you in your butt to get you to move on. So a lot of the pain that you may be having or the pain that you may be suffering from other people, you don't have to be mean and nasty to those other people. You can be compassionate for their ugliness because they're transforming. And their transformation may be a whole lot of pain that they're going through, but they're taking it out on you. So all you have to do is walk away with compassion, knowing that that person is going through their challenges, and you can't take it personally. What it is meant for you to do is to walk on and take yourself to the next level of your evolutionary experience, okay? So, once again, you know, you don't have to take other people's negativity and reactions personally. When fear comes up, as it will, examine it and see it to be the illusion that it is, especially fear of what could happen. Is not grounded in anything real. It is imagined and fabricated from a library of past events that should really cease to run the show. Your instinctive center, as well as, you know, that first chakra holds all of your survival information that often triggers fear. It is important that you work with your instinctive center this month and bring it into present time so it is not triggered by old programs and past karmic experiences. Okay? I hope you got that. So in these first 2 weeks, you get a chance at karmic cleanup and completion. Completions are an important factor in allowing transformation. To the extent that you are holding on to how something should have been or should have happened, you have not completed the experience for yourself and therefore holding yourself back from your own evolution and getting in the way of your own transformation. We've got to forgive and move on. That doesn't mean we're going to allow those things to continuously happen or accept all of that stuff again from that person. You've got to learn how to forgive because they're transforming. Even if they're coming at you ugly, even if they're coming at you spiteful and biting, you've got to sidestep it to protect yourself. Forgive them because they're who they are. They may not even be able to help who they are until they learn not to be who they are in their own time. So you've got to forgive and move on. Focus on completion, letting go, and bringing yourself into the present. If everyone could simply focus on eliminating fear by being present and acknowledging love, we could truly change the world. Remember that whatever it is you feed, and we have a habit of feeding that. I mean, I could talk about that doc for days. I talked about what that doctor did to me in that office. So that meant for days I was feeding those emotions of pain and hurt and anger and humiliation and embarrassment. I was feeding that stuff. Until one day I woke up and said, you know, I got to have a chiropractor, but I'm not going back there. I've been going to a chiropractor for the past 20 years. I know my body works well with a chiropractor, so I needed one. And I needed one real soon because my body is used to being adjusted every other week. And I did not want it to go back into a state of needing any aggressive adjusting to get it back to where it used to be because I took too long to go to the chiropractor again. No, I found another one. So remember that whatever it is you feed, that is what will grow. So feed the love, not the fear, not the hate, not all of that anxiety. Now, The second half of the month brings with it the higher emotional center. This is the energy of love, connection, a huge open heart, and an experience of essence connection. It is the same influence that we had way back in the 1960s that initiated the incredible creativity and revolution in music, art, relationships, community, and radical innovative ideas. The higher emotional center is the fuel that will feed a new version of created revolution, more focused on spirit and with a greater sense of maturity and purpose. During this time, you may feel yourself greatly inspired to do something radical and outside your comfort zone. It is a time to connect with others, to feed your creativity, to come up with new ideas, and to fall in love with yourself, your life, and everything around you. So beautiful. Now, as the board is lighting up, let's see, we got some beautiful zip codes out there. Whoa, looking good. Let's talk to you personally. This is what Lena says, the energy that we're going to be experiencing, how it's going to show up for you personally. Okay. Radical personal transformation is possible. Start with taking care of yourself, loving yourself, giving yourself the time and space for emotional assimilation, clearing, healing, and allowing yourself to prioritize your life according to what matters the most to you. Give yourself permission to be irritated and cranky as long as it does not affect others, okay? So you can be irritated and cranky if you want to be, but don't take that stuff out on other people. I almost said a bad word. Don't take that stuff out on other people because it's your transformation. They don't have to be afflicted with it. Be careful of impatience and judgment and always move yourself to a place of compassion and forgiveness, okay? You have the opportunity this month to end up not recognizing yourself in a good way. Things could be that different. Transformation can happen suddenly with a huge change in your life that may appear to be challenging at first. This could bring up blame, judgment, and possibly even anger. So you're going to have to trust spirit that whatever you are drawing towards you as an experience is somehow integral to the big picture of your life unfolding in the right way. Make sure this month to take time for yourself in the area of self-care. How can you best support your own priorities? How can you take better care of yourself as your own most valuable possession? Remember to have compassion and forgiveness and to be in love with yourself. You know, I was down in North Carolina to a family reunion, and I was sharing with my mother that, you know, my family up north, I know they love me. I know they love me without a shadow of a doubt. But it's not often that I'm in an environment where not only do they love me, but I know and feel loved. So when I went down to North Carolina to this family reunion, I know that these people, they know me. They knew me when I didn't even know who I was, because that's how little I was with them knowing me. So in their knowing me and them loving me and hugging me and just embracing me, I felt so loved. And you know what?
spot in your essence, energy, where you can remember being loved and that feeling of knowing you're loved and hold on to that moment, boy, it'll put you in a nice space in the present because it'll just grab you and you'll get that feeling, that wonderful, wonderful knowing that this is where I want to be. This is the feeling I want to have. This is the feeling I want to hold on to. So remember to have compassion and forgiveness and to be in love with yourself. Now, your relationships. Lena says this is a trying month for relationships in the first half and a beautiful month for relationships in the second half. As you focus on your own emotional needs and self-care in the first half, it will become very apparent who does not support you and who does. Don't take it personally. You know, we get so caught up in taking it personally when people don't care for us or love us the way we think that they should. You know, it's like people can't love us the way we think they should. People can only love us the way they can. You know, and if you're not happy with the way you're being loved, you have a right to accept it or step away and don't accept it. So it may be time to move on. So please, don't take it personally. Like, you know, move on. Important relationships that have been somewhat stagnant have an opportunity to rekindle some creativity and inspiration as long as they don't get mired in blame, resentment, and misunderstanding. Transformation is most radical in the relationship with yourself. That, of course, will influence all your relationships because of the need for completion of karmic cycles as well as letting go of the past. Many relationships will be affected. Some will go by the wayside. Some will go through deep transformation into something new. Radical transformation can include sudden changes in relationships, some beginning and some ending. It is important this month to be emotionally open to process and heal old relationship wounds and to take full responsibility for your part in the karmic wheel of relationship lessons. Get to the place of complete acceptance and love. It will serve you well. I love this. I love talking about this because when we start talking about love, I mean, that's a big thing. People just don't know how to love and let go. You know, they're always wanting to analyze. You know, sometimes we just have to say, thank you, see you later. And sometimes just saying thank you is a way of saying goodbye. Thank you. And step away. You don't have to get caught up in it. Compassion, if you can't love it. Now, your health and physical body. We need the self-care piece, which is integral to this month. If you practice it, your health and well-being will improve. Put yourself first this month through self-love, and miracles can happen. Love your body, and your body will love you. We're going to get into that a little bit later because, you know what, I was just saying at the beginning of the show, you'd be surprised what your body knows about you and how your body listens to everything you say about it, and your body senses everything you think about it. You think those cells that make up this body don't hear what you say when you call it all kinds of names and you look in the mirror and discuss? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The body has a mind of its own, okay? So the physical body wants to move, and you got to love your body, and your body will love you. It is a good month to take up dancing, running, sports, aerobics, and other ways to move the body. And if you can't do any of that, then just walk. Walk. That's all. Very slowly. You don't have to do any power walking. Go to the corner and come back home. That's it. Your body will be so happy. Well-being this month includes the movements of energy. You will be inspired to take road trips or have a change of scene. So do some travel and be stimulated by other environments and information. So shake it up a little bit. Change it up. Change your routine. Be available for something to change and transform. Now, there is a saying that I post on my Facebook page, on Inside Matters Facebook page, and it's really, 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 really cool. I love it, and I'm going to share it with you because this speaks. It speaks to the body, and basically what it says is, quote, and I said to my body softly, I want to be your friend. It took a deep, long breath and replied, I have been waiting my whole life for this. And this is a quote from Naira Waheed. So put that in your mind. Your body has a mind, and it's waiting for you to love it in ways it has not been loved before. And your environment, people love the environment. We have environment. We have people that love Mother Earth. They just watching everything that goes on in the sky and on the earth and, you know, the trees and the forest. There is a pressure to transform everything, including the environment. Completion and clearing of what represents the old is important. So what are you holding on to? What is your motivation for doing so? Examine your environment with new eyes and be ruthless about making change. Anything that is old energy or is someday I will do something with this needs to be either let go, completed, or revitalized. It's amazing how I read this stuff, and I realized just about, I say, 45 minutes ago, I was talking to my son, and I was saying to him, could he come by and visit with me and help me do some stuff? He said, do stuff like what? When? I said, on the next day, your next day off, can you come down here and help me throw some stuff away, move some stuff around, and just get rid of old? And you know what? So I'm already, my mind, my heart, my body is already in sync with the energy of this month because I'm already talking about moving stuff, throwing stuff away, packing stuff. There's so much junk around here that I don't need. And then there's so much stuff that I just want to hold on to and don't know that I need to let it go. So work with the energy of love and make sure you love your environment. If you don't, it will be difficult to feel supported by it. If there are things that irritate you, ask yourself why. What are you putting up with that does not resonate with you? What can you transform? If you share your environment, where can you be accommodating, less resistant, and more accepting without completely compromising yourself? As to nature and the greater planetary environment, look for events that will cause the greatest transformation. These may be sudden and radical and could even be devastating, but they also create the opportunity to bring communities together on a foundation of love and compassion in order to experience a higher emotional-centered time through it all. That's with all the chaos that's happening and the pain that's happening. It causes communities to come together in ways that they never even would have. In this way, the fear that may be generated through an experience beyond our control can be transformed into power through love. That's a beautiful thing. And we see it whenever we see mass pain going on somewhere on this earth and how people come together, people you wouldn't ordinarily imagine coming together to try and heal those who have been crushed, damaged, or hurt in some way. And those of you who are in business, your personal transformation will inform what happens in your business, okay? So your personal transformation will inform what happens in your business and with your projects and partnerships. If you put yourself first, as we are suggesting, somehow, some way, whatever needs change will go through a transformation. But you have to watch irritability and impatience as energy that has been on hold for a time is suddenly ready to move. Focus on connecting with the higher purpose of a project and a higher vibration that is possible in all business and partnerships. Priorities and motivation play a big part in what goes through transformation this month. Be in love with your work. Be in love with your partners. Be in love with your business. Be in love with your service. If you are not, you should be putting your energy into something where you can be. So a lot of people just look at a business as a business as a business, a business as a means to get me from point A to point B. Do you love that business? You have to. Are you gentle with that business in a firm sort of way? You must be. You cannot be mean and begrudging and frustrated, because that business is like a little child. You've got to lovingly stroke it and nurture it and give it all that compassion, not that negativity. Oh, I got to get up now. I got to do this. Oh, you can't go that way. You can't do that. That business feels the energy vibration coming forth through you to it. Everything is energy these days. You got to understand that. It always has been, but it's being affected more so now. It's all energy. It's all how we project it and how we care for it and how we love it or hate it. And what you throw out there is definitely what you're going to get back. Okay, so y'all know Lena gives you your time frames and so she's saying it's a testy time where you could be irritated by the smallest things. This is your first week. You know, don't try and solve everything or figure everything out. Not everything is your problem. Patience, compassion, and trust, and right timing is the theme of this week. Slow down, relax, be in your heart. The rest will take care of itself. Imagine your fears as they come up. Release them. And put some energy into the practical organization of your life, especially your self-care as a priority. Now, those of you who want to see her full report are welcome to go to thepowerpath.com, and you'll get the energy report. If you need me to email you the website, let me know. You know, you go to Duchess on the Air at gmail.com, and I'll zap you a link to the website. Those of you who don't have access access to the computer, I'm going to tell you, I don't mind you sending me a little written card, you know, to Duchess on the Air, care of MADYUN, Madiun, P.O. Box 4220, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. And I'll drop that energy report the whole month in the mail to you. So that's how important I think Lena's stuff is. And so I'm not going to give you the whole up to the 2020, well, the last, what, the 31st? I'm not going to give that to you on the show, but I'll mail it to you, I'll email it to you, I'll send it to you through Facebook. We have Inside Matters Talk Facebook page. We have all kinds of ways for me to get this report to you. So right now I want you to see how some of the other energy workers are in sync with this. I was looking at Kryon. How many of you remember Kryon? Kryon is an angelic entity that is channeled through Lee Carroll. Now, Lee Carroll has been channeling Kryon for over 23 years. And if you don't think channeling is valid, that's okay. You don't have to. But Lee Carroll channels Kryon for the United Nations. So there's a whole lot of people that believe that Kryon speaks through Lee Carroll. And basically what Kryon is saying, that we need to step aside. He says that in this way, with all humanism, his partner, Kryon is speaking, his partner Lee Carroll spoke about how he uses synchronicity and not logic to guide his life. Now here is the engineer telling you not to use logic. It's really a combination of processes, isn't it? It's the logic of survival based upon spiritual common sense and a logic that says spirit knows an overview that you don't. Therefore, if you can learn to trust spirit, you get an overview that you could never have yourself. So back to the chiropractic situation. Okay? I sat back. I needed a chiropractor, and I just waited. And then I said, you know, let me look. And I found Dr. Superman. And so we'll see how that works. And it's called having an energy of choice. Kryon says, blessed is the human being who understands patience. This is the human who stands up instead of worrying. He proceeds to the fork in the road, knowing that it's the only place where decisions can be made. He sings a tune while he goes there, and he's peaceful in his heart until he gets to the fork. Then he stands in the energy of choice. Then, and only then, does he get the message from spirit. Now, some of you may say spirit, you may say my higher power, you may say my intuition, you may say God, you may say Allah. But in that fork in the road, that's where that energy is. Just be patient when you get to that fork. Something's going to happen. You'll know, but you can't push it. I was looking at this book. Remember Pam Grout? She did Energy Squared, E Squared. And I did those, she had 9 exercises for proving that she calls that energy spirit the dude. The dude abides, and basically she's saying, the dude is there. So all you got to do is do some of her exercises, and you know that that energy is there. You can touch it. You can just see it operating if you do certain exercises. Well, I'm reading her another book by her, and it's called Move Your Metabolism. Boost Your Metabolism by Changing the Way You Breathe. Fantastic book. She's saying basically that you can lose weight just by breathing properly. And if you don't know that you're breathing incorrectly, just put your hand on your stomach and take in a deep breath. Now, if your stomach goes in, then you're wrong. Now, if you take a deep breath with your hand on your stomach, and as you're breathing, inhaling in, and your stomach pokes out, that's a belly breath. Do it like that. And then when you want to exhale, your stomach should collapse as far as it can go to get all that stale air out of your lungs before you take the next breath. So I'm reading this book, but she had something interesting to say that was along the lines of today's Power Path. She was saying, let's get the party started. She has some calisthenics for, she called, big butt manifesting. Y'all know what I don't want to say, but it's big. She got some big butt manifesting. What's important is you have to make the leap. Jump high and hard with intention and heart. Okay? So you want to do some big butt manifesting? You try creative dancing? We can do that. But you see, our default setting is mostly on life is hard. Shit happens, and the glass is half empty. Now, what kind of stuff is that to be saying if you want to manifest big, huge, positive stuff? So, Pam says, how about cutting off the negative feeding tube and providing new beliefs, chiefly the truth? That the universe is limitless, abundant, strangely accommodating. But our brains send a memo to our body that triggers our central nervous system, our muscles, our tendons, our joints, etc., to perform automatic movements. There's a continuous feedback loop from your brain to your muscles and back. So Pam says, Miss Author of E Squared, we got to develop a series of calisthenics to train our body, our muscle memory, to get excited, and I mean get excited, okay? Use that cheerleading get excited. Get excited. Perhaps you want to hear the James Brown song, I Feel Good. You know, you can do that one. Or, you know, you can play that in your head. Or if that's too outdated, then how about the Black Eyed Peas? I Got a Feeling, okay? I love that song. Then there's Pharrell, Because I'm Happy, you know, Come Along If You Can. You got to pre-program your brain. And then you might want to do some crazy stuff, like pump your fist in the air while completing those songs or singing those songs out loud. You got to pump yourself up. Or, if you can, play those songs while you're walking around your house after you make your prayer, while you're brushing your teeth, and just play those songs so that you can have yourself pumped up first thing in the morning. All right? Or one of the things she says, do the Harlem Shuffle on your way to the bathroom in the morning. You know, do it. Fist bump at least 6 people every day, all day. Pretend you're a Latin American soccer player who just made a goal. You know, jump up and down. You got to pump yourself up because nobody's going to pump you up like you can pump yourself up. And don't be looking outside of yourself for other people to pump you up. Okay? Please don't, because it may not happen. where you have the tools to pump your own self up. And last but not least, for those of you who have access to online stuff, once again, as they always do during the summer, well, I think they do it twice a year, summer and fall. But Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey are going to do a free 21-day meditation. It's like 15 minutes a day. That's so cool. Who knows? Maybe in the next show we'll do heart and soul meditation. People love that. And I haven't done that in a long time, but it's really cool. So, do you feel stuck in the rut of everyday routines, longing for a life that is fresh, new, and exciting? We can join Oprah and Deepak to invigorate every aspect of our being with a newfound wonder, meaning, and inspiration. Life is not meant to be a series of burdensome obligations, so we can embark on a boundless meditation journey to break free from the past, ignite our creativity, and embrace healthy change that brings freshness and renewal to each day. We can stop sleepwalking through life and start living it. As you define a new path that leads to the joy and fulfillment you've been searching for. And Oprah and Deepak says, your transformation begins on Monday, July 11th. It's an all-new free meditation experience called Getting Unstuck, Creating a Limitless Life. Phew, that was a lot. We covered a lot, a whole lot. I've got a board that's so lit up that I don't even know where to begin, what to do, or how to do. And before we close, I'm opening up the board to anyone who would like to pop in and have something to share. Eid is coming soon, Eid al-Fitr. Muslims will be fasting somewhere around the 4th. Nope, the 6th, I think, somewhere around in there. That's what's going to be going on. We're having the 4th of July tomorrow. Happy birthday to my 4th of July firecracker out there, my oldest son born on the 4th of July. I'm saying happy birthday to you on the air. So this will be archived for the rest of our lives that your mother wished you happy birthday for the 4th of July. And that's basically it. If you want to come in and say hello to Duchess and the audience, all you have to do is press 1, and I'll see you, and we'll open up the line for you. No one? Well, maybe I better scroll down, because we got a lot of calls on here. I can't see them all. They're looking good. Okay, everyone. I guess no one wants to say howdy to me today, but that's all right. Just by virtue of seeing all these lights on the board, I know you're there. I want to thank you for sharing this hour with me. Thank you for being with me. I love all of you, and I'll see you when's our next show date. I will see you. How about on the 6th? 17th. 17th of July. And I'll let you all know how Dr. Superman is treating me, because I go to see him again next week, and he'll let me know if he wants to see me every other week or more than that. But I'm looking forward to seeing him. You take care. Stay blessed. I pray everyone has a wonderful 4th of July, and everyone who is celebrating Ramadan has a wonderful Eid al-Fitr. and Ramadan Mubarak, and I love you all, and stay blessed, and I'll talk to you soon, and there you go, Duchess out. ¶¶